Today I'm sharing how to improve your eye health, shocking facts about your eyes that you haven't heard. Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Bowery, naturopathic doctor. And if you're new to my channel, welcome in. We are talking all about eyes today and some shocking facts that I'm sure you haven't heard and why it's so important to take care of these vital tissues in our eyes. Now, let's start off with something that I take every single day, which is fish oil. And fish oil for your eye health is super, super important. Now, why is that? Well, our eyes actually concentrate DHA, which is that important omega-3 fatty acid, for proper functioning of our eyes. And the highest concentration of DHA in our body is actually in our eyes. Now, DHA is something that recycles in the retina of our eyes. And there's something called a long loop and a short loop. You don't need to understand any of that. But one thing that is really important to understand is that blue light, so light in our environment when we're indoors, typically is blue light centric, destroys our DHA. So when we're destroying our DHA, of course, we don't have that proper signaling. And it's that DHA that actually turns into that electrical current, which turns on our brain, turns on our hormones. And when that isn't functioning optimally, our entire body is not working the way that it's supposed to. So one of my big tips here, because of that blue light toxicity, and when we're talking about maximizing our DHA, our fish oil for our eye health, is to also protect from that loss of that DHA in the eyes by wearing the blue light blocking glasses. So this is something you want to do throughout the day if you're on screens. Definitely after the sun has set, this is really important as well. Another thing that you can do in your home as a tip is if you do need to have lights on, try to make that light as natural as possible. So the incandescent lights, the old school light bulbs, are actually better because they don't have as much of a spike of that blue. That those new LED lights, of course, are much worse for our circadian rhythms and for our eye health because they tend to be much higher in that blue light spectrum. Now, I want to talk about something that you may have heard me talk about before, which is leptin resistance and eye health. So we have something which is called melanopsin in our eyes, and it's a sensor, it's a detector for blue light. And melanopsin is the most important opsin because it is the gatekeeper of our central retinal pathway, and that this is linking our retina in the eye to the leptin receptor. Now, we know that melanopsin works with light in the range of about 430 to 460 nanometers, and this happens in the mornings with that blue light, but also at dusk when we're moving from that bright daylight into the sunset and those deeper red tones from the sun at that time. Now, leptin is also responsive to light. And if you think about it, where does leptin come from? It comes from our fat cells, and it is the UVA that penetrates our fat cells and can get in and actually start our leptin signaling. Now, there is something to do with leptin resistance and melanopsin. And that whole connection, when we do have that blue light toxicity or those non-native EMFs, so again, whether that's our cell phones, our Wi-Fi, all of that disruption from those non-native EMFs will also disrupt that mechanism between our melanopsin and our vitamin A, so retinol. So we know that blue light actually changes the atomic structure of leptin, and when we don't have proper structure, then of course our leptin signaling to our brain will not be optimized. This is where we get into problems with the leptin resistance and our eye health connection. So when melanopsin is exposed to blue light, it actually changes its shape, and now this can help to produce that electrical signal, and that's the action potential that needs to happen to wake up our entire nervous system. Our circadian rhythms are also regulated by this process. So you can see that when we've got that blue light toxicity, the non-native EMFs, the leptin resistance, this all comes back to the health of our eyes as well, and being able to transduce those signals into those electrical currents. So when we're deficient in that DHA, this all ties together. Vitamin A, of course, as well. So don't go anywhere, because I do have a fantastic recipe with a shake coming up, which is going to incorporate some of these nutrients. But again, it starts with the light, getting that proper light and that sunlight into your eyes. So if you're just tuning in, welcome. Welcome. I'm talking about how to improve your eye health. Shocking facts about your eyes that you haven't heard. We're streaming live on YouTube and on Facebook. Now, continuing the conversation about leptin resistance and why weight loss starts in your eyes. Yes, so I've already talked about that blue light. When that blue light is coming into your eyes, it will make you fat. How is this? Well, we know that this is tied to the leptin signaling, of course, in our circadian rhythms. And only 1/3 of the electrons that we need to produce energy in our body comes from food. The other 2/3 of those electrons that we need come from the sunlight and, of course, to grounding with the earth. So again, one of my tips, if you are finding yourself gaining weight, it's not necessarily about the diet. It is more about that light and that grounding and connecting with the earth. The tip is, again, block that blue light, especially in your eyes, but also on your skin. Any of that artificial light that you have, try to cover up when you're indoors as much as possible. And of course, take off your clothes as much as possible when you go outside and get that natural sunlight. Now I'm going to share some fantastic eye exercises for vision. And this is called the Bates method, which is fantastic. So all you're going to do is rub your palms together, and that's going to generate a little bit of heat. And ideally, you have either your knees in front of you that you're going to rest your elbows on, or a table like I have here. So creating that energy between your hands, resting your elbows so that you're nice and relaxed, and then you're going to cup your hands very gently over your closed eyes and just allow for those muscles to completely relax in your eyes. And a lot of vision problems have a lot to do with not the fact that the muscles are weak, it's that the muscles are strong, and because of the stress that we have and all the stress that we have in those muscles, that things don't relax. So what this is forcing you to do with the Bates method is to relax those muscles and allow for your vision to come back more clearly. And it's amazing if you practice this at home, and you usually, I like to do this for up to 1 to 2 minutes, depends on what I've got to do in the day, but having those eye muscles relax is really fantastic. It's amazing when you open up your eyes again that you can actually see more clearly. So do that a few times a week. It will really help with your vision. The other thing that you can do as an eye exercise is to get out into nature. When you're focusing in your daily routine, maybe it's in the office or in front of your screens all day, you're checking your social media and doing all of these things, it's usually a very close distance that you're looking at. You have to get out into nature. Your eyes have to get used to seeing things out in the distance in nature. Train your eyes to do that as much as possible, and it will do a lot for helping your vision with those eye exercises. And now I'd like to share the Dr. Janine truth, which of course we like to have in all of our shows. And this is all about, again, looking back at diet and our light cycles. So everybody focuses on food all the time, but in truth, when we're talking about maintaining our healthy eyesight, maintaining a healthy body composition, and for losing weight, it's more about the light and our eye health than it is actually about the food that we're eating. So that's my truth. Take it to heart and see how some of the tips that I'm sharing in today's show will actually help you if you are trying to lose some weight, to really maximize that natural sunlight coming into your eyes and see what happens. Okay, now I want to talk about how to increase your melatonin for better sleep and shocking facts that you haven't heard. So we always think about melatonin as the nighttime hormone. Everybody talks about the pineal gland and how your melatonin is secreted here. Well, did you know that your melatonin is actually made in the morning and in your eyes? So yeah, you probably haven't heard this before. So that's why I like to share shocking facts that you haven't heard. And especially when we talk about melatonin, there's a lot of talk about melatonin. I would never recommend taking melatonin as a supplement. That's a no-no in my opinion. We'll have future videos on that. But your melatonin is made in your eyes. And guess what? It is from seeing that natural sunlight. And this is one of the reasons why in a lot of my videos, I always share that you've got to look at that early morning sunrise to be able to get those right wavelengths of sunlight into your eyes. This will help to set you up for that good melatonin secretion later in the day, of course, when you're sleeping in that cool, dark room. Now, I do have a little hack for you. And, you know, as great as it is to get into that natural sunlight in the morning, we know that red light therapy is definitely very popular these days. And what is that? Well, that is using the right wavelengths of light. So researchers found that there was on average a 17% improvement in participants' color contrast vision when exposed to 3 minutes of 670 nanometer light. And this is that deep red light that usually we should be seeing in the morning. And that's why I always talk about seeing that early morning sunlight and that sunrise, because of these specific wavelengths of light that are very healing to the eyes. But also, when the researchers tried to do this test later in the afternoon, it wasn't as effective. So what do? Well, you have to get your hands on some red light therapy. So there you go. And that is something that I have started to do in my eyes. I usually don't look straight at the bulb, but I do this for about 3 minutes once a week to help with proper vision and eyesight. Now, you can use red lights for different things as well. You have to make sure that you're finding the right wavelength. And if you've got more questions on that, make sure you put it in the comment section below. So don't go anywhere. I will be sharing my favorite eye protein shake smoothie recipe in just a few moments, so don't go anywhere. You're gonna love it, and it's really helpful for healing the eyes and for healthy vision. Now I'd like to share 10 best foods for healthy eyes. So food number one, carrots. And that isn't a stretch. I think most people have heard that carrots are good for our eyes. Well, they're rich in beta carotene, which of course converts into our vitamin A, very, very important for our eye health and for that melanopsin signaling as well that I talked about earlier. Food number two, sweet potatoes. So you'll see a trend here in the coloration. And number three is eggs, especially the yolk of eggs. Number four, pumpkins. Do you notice something in the coloration of all these foods? Well, they all contain lutein, and that is in that more orange color scheme. Now, how do we know that this is good for especially protecting our eyes from that blue light toxicity? If there are any artists watching, you know that what is opposite, or maybe an interior decorator, what is opposite to the blues? And like my shirt, what is the opposite on the color wheel to the blues? It's more the orange. So nature knows how to protect ourselves from that blue light toxicity, because these are the best foods for healthy eyes because they have that lutein counteracting the blue. Of course, are those more orange colors. Number five on the list is oysters, which are high in zinc and naturally occurring zinc, which is very important for our eyes and our eye tissue health. Number six is salmon, again, more on the pink side of colors, plus has those essential fats. And in order for us to absorb that lutein, we need to be ingesting healthy fats at the same time. Number seven is spinach. Number eight, kale. The green leafy vegetables contain lutein and zeaxanthin, very, very important phytonutrients for our eye health. Number nine on the list is avocados. They have carotenoids and phytosterols, so great for cholesterol, but also contain those healthy fats and the carotenoids, again, for our vitamin A production. And number 10, camu camu berries. These are very rich in vitamin C, which is naturally occurring 60 times more concentrated in vitamin C as compared to oranges. Okay, so now we've got my recipe for eye health, and it's the eye health protein smoothie. You are going to love this. Let's blend it up. So first we're starting with some water. So 2 cups of water. I'm also adding into my blender about 1/2 cup of ice. You can do this to your preference. Now I have 1/2 cup of carrots. Now these are not peeled. As you can see, they are washed but not peeled. We need a little bit of that dirt for our microbiome, in my opinion. And we have some spinach. So about 1 cup of spinach into your blender it goes. Lovely, lovely. And I have 1/2 an avocado. So again, great for our eye health. We also have 2 caps of this very special eye support supplement. So if you want more details about that, make sure you check the description, which is something that I take every single day, which I love. We also have 1 scoop of unflavored protein powder, and this is a whey protein powder. I'm going to add a little bit of monk fruit just for sweetness. And for our spice, we have about 1 inch of ginger. This is organic, very spicy ginger. Love, love, love that. And I'm going to blend this all up. Here we go. There we go. So delicious for our eye health. Fantastic. I've got my mason jar cup here ready to go. And delicious. So I just wanted to share a little bit about how I became really fascinated in eye health way back when I was a kid. And my mom actually brought me to an iridologist, and this is the study and the mapping of the internal organs in our eyes. And it was something that was remarkable to me. I was just a small young child. I was probably about 10 years old, going to see this iridologist. And so the iridologist shone a bright light into my eye and lo and behold asked me, do you have something going on with your back? And I don't know how she knew that, but this is iridology. And so all of our internal organs, as you can see here, are mapped on the iris. And we can see, or someone who knows how to read in iridology knows how to read these different aspects of what's going on in the iris, they can often see what's going on in our internal environment. So this could be something that you use in terms of being able to get some indication as to maybe you have to do some work on your internal organs. That's why I'm all about detoxification, as well as cleaning up the microbiome, and of course getting enough sunlight, because we don't want to get into those, you know, later stages of not doing well with our health. Now I want to share some of the best supplements for eyes. So one of my favorites, absolutely, of course, is DHA. That's the omega-3 fatty acid. That is super, super important. Remember, it concentrates at the back of the eye, really important for that electrical signaling that helps to turn on our entire nervous system. Also lutein, and this is usually coming from the African marigold flower. It's always best absorbed with some healthy fats. So that's why I take the lutein and my DHA supplement together always in the morning. I also love bilberry, which is known as Vaccinium myrtillus. And this has a lot of anthocyanicides. These are important antioxidants, also helping with blood flow to the eyes, and can help with the pressure in the eyes. So for someone who has glaucoma, this can be very preventative, but also helps to regulate that pressure in the eyes. And black currants. So this is known as Ribes nigrum, and these contain anthocyanins and can improve night vision, helps with dry eyes as well, which is very common, helps with the relaxation of those ciliary muscles, so helps with proper vision and focus, and helps with the pressure as well, and can also increase that detox and waste removal from the eyes. So that is very important, and that's why I love the black currant. So I actually take these in combination with one another every single day, and I have noticed since, and I actually upped my dosage in the last year or so, taking double what is usually prescribed on the bottle, and my eyes have become so white and bright and clear, and has helped my vision as well. And now I will share our viewer spotlight for this week, and this is from Jocelyn. Now Jocelyn said that last year she had cataract surgery in both eyes, but for one eye it wasn't successful, and she couldn't see well and had a lot of pressure, and she started then taking an eye and vision supplement and the fish oil. Now she had to change doctors, and it was discovered that there was protein stuck behind the lens of the eye. They also discovered that there was a protein buildup in the eyes, and she brought her eye vitamins that she was taking to the doctor, and he actually took pictures of the bottles of what she was taking. After the surgery, he commented to me that these supplements might have saved my eye, she says. So another update from Jocelyn. She shared that she had her operation redone, and that her new surgeon said that the eye and vision supplement she was taking saved her eye. At the very beginning, she had 56% vision. After the second surgery, 82% vision. And after my follow-up appointment, she reports, I had 96% vision. vision. My eyes are bright and shiny, my whites are bright, and the doctor told me that he has never seen that after cataract surgery. In her examination, she was able to read most of the very last line on the chart. So that is great news, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for sharing your story. It means so much to me personally that you are feeling better, and there was something that I was able to help you with and enlighten you on in terms of your eye health that really helped you along on your health journey. So there you have it. Today I talked all about how to improve eye health and shocking facts about your eyes that you probably haven't heard. Now, we did eye exercises today. I talked about the relationship between leptin resistance and eye health and weight loss, of course, as well. And I shared a fantastic eye health protein smoothie. So keep sharing your positive feedback with me as you watch my shows and my content, and you might be featured as a viewer spotlight in one of our upcoming shows. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone.